You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Term 2 has officially begun. However, this is going to look very different for lots of different people. The government has indicated a progressive return to school, with the priority right now being online learning. The government announced last week the moves they are making to prepare for that. The Ministry of Education is working with partners to develop a package of options so that students can learn at home when Term 2 begins on the 15th of April. Supports are also being prepared for households with children under 5 to help parents and whānau keep their children engaged in learning through play. It's important to reinforce up front that the government is still working to a timeframe of a 4-week level 4 lockdown, but we're planning for every scenario. That means in education, developing robust distance learning infrastructure and a more resilient system so that learners can receive education in any scenario. The ministry has surveyed schools and about half say they are well set up currently for distance learning using the internet, but we're taking action to support new connections and resources for students at all schools, the minister says. Starting this week, the ministry will be rolling out in waves an extensive 4-channel package. They are anticipating a number of logistical challenges in the short term, so the plan is broad enough to ensure every learner has at least one option, either through this package or through their school or kura, and we expect many will be able to access more than one. Those 4 channels are increasing the number of students who have internet access and devices, delivering hard copy packs of materials for different year levels, funding 2 television channels to broadcast education-related content, one for English medium and one for Māori medium, including content that is targeted to Pacific and other communities. More online resources for parents available through the Learning from Home and Ki Te Ao Marama websites, and fast-tracking ways to connect learning support coordinators with families. In addition, more support is being provided to assist schools to set up and make the best use of distance learning, and teachers and leaders will get access to more professional learning and development, PLD, to support them to work remotely with their students. The Ministry has fast-tracked immediate emergency funding of $87.7 million to fund all of that and to provide ongoing nationwide access to online teaching and learning for all scenarios. Further additional funding could be required. We know that tens of thousands of households either lack an internet connection or an education device at home, the ministry says. They're working with telecommunications companies and internet service providers to connect as many of these households as they can as quickly as possible. They're also working with schools to identify the students who lack a suitable device for online learning, and we plan to deliver as many devices as possible to the students who will benefit the most. And they'll be following public health advice to do this. So, there are many issues raised here, particularly the access issue around internet and devices. This is something The Wire is going to look into further, particularly as this rolls out, because I'm sure we will hear more and more stories about that. Today, though, we're going to touch on some of the resources available online now. Bevan Morgan works for an organisation called SchoolKit. They work with different sponsors from both the public and private sector to produce educational resources on their behalf. These resources are free for teachers once they sign up. When they're commissioned by the likes of the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, for example, SchoolKit tells their community of teachers what is coming and how to access it. The resources include a teacher guide with research and links to activities and resources they have developed. Along with this is a box of gear to enhance that learning. I spoke to Bevan about what they are doing to provide some kits to the Ministry of Education at this time, given the resources they already have available. This is probably quite pertinent right now in terms of schools kind of heading back to school, but on an online format. Is this something that you guys are involved in?
Well, traditionally we haven't done much in the online space, because the idea has always been to the idea has always been almost the opposite for us, as we've targeted teachers so that they have physical materials for the classrooms. So because of that, what we've decided to try and do in that space is shift a bit more that way. There's a couple of different things that we've done for that. First, we have just like an online group that we've created on Facebook called SchoolKit at Home, and it's free for anyone to join, whether they're teachers, parents, caregivers, whatever. And basically we're just curating content 4 times a day for people, and giving some lesson prompts on what you can do with that, so that people that aren't normally teaching and have access to the internet can have some help and some content that we think is pretty cool, and some ideas on how to use it. And then additionally, what we've done is we've sort of worked with the Ministry of Education to send some of our classroom kits, some of them that would be normally used in a classroom, to actually go to homes where there is no internet. So that's just part of their strategic plan on getting materials into the home. So that's been pretty cool. We've just sort of modified it just slightly so that kids can use it with their parents, and there's a whole bunch of different activities we do with that. And we're actually, as an extra, we're also selling those online as well. Those just available through the sort of like through our website, and there's links on the Facebook group, so anyone that could afford those could buy them as well.
And you guys would have quite a bit of contact with, I guess, teachers, but also parents. So how have you found them to be feeling at this point?
Well, we have a huge amount of contact with teachers. We visit like 800 schools a year normally, and normally at each school we sort of try and chat to at least four teachers. We have a database that we communicate with of about 36,000 teachers, I think it is, and I think I might have this number slightly wrong, but I think it's about 45,000 in the country. So yeah, we have a huge amount of communication with teachers. We don't actually normally have that much with parents, because we are it's sort of a direct to teacher transaction that we have. But since we decided to open up the group and sort of start dealing with parents in that kind of like directly a few weeks ago, we have had a huge amount more. I think at last count, there's nearly 8,000 in our group. And as you would imagine, there's a lot of, well, not like a lot necessarily even in a negative way, but there's a lot of nerves. A bit of tension. People sort of feel, understandably so, that they're probably not necessarily well equipped enough to do teaching, because it is quite a specialised thing, and they're now having to try and balance their own workloads for, essential workers and that kind of thing, and anyone that can work from home, while trying to sort of figure out how to teach. So it's I think people are taking it very well and are doing a pretty remarkable job, all things considered, but it's fair to say that, yeah, everyone's understandably pretty nervous.
There are concerns, too, around the access, right, to this information or these resources, and also the effectiveness or the capacity of people to be able to actually deliver them, or even, like you say, having no internet, how does that work? So in terms of those concerns, as somebody who provides these school kits, do you think that this is enough?
That's hard to say, because we're not actually privy to the wider aspects of the Ministry of Education's plan. What we saw last week when Minister Hipkins made these announcements was that they are doing quite a lot in that space in terms of sending things out. And they are, I know that they're developing a TV channel. I don't know personally, it's hard to gauge, because I think they're obviously in a tough situation, and they're doing a lot of pretty good work in getting support to homes and trying their best, but there probably is still a bit of, whether or not that's enough to counteract the natural nerves and tension that comes from people having to try and replace such a specialised task like teaching within their own home. Whether or not it's enough, I don't know at the moment. I'm sure, I think the key message that people need to take on board from the ministry and from people like us is that you aren't teachers, and you don't need to pressure yourself that hard. You'll do fine. And basically, whatever you get, you just have to understand that you're not expected to suddenly have become, a fully trained teacher in the space of a couple of weeks while trying to manage your household.
Is there anything you want to add in regards to the school kit?
Everything that we do is cross-curricular, because that is essentially what the curriculum says that you're meant to do. Every activity, even if it's sort of numeracy activity, should be encompassing other parts of the curriculum as well. So we actually have also online our our entire back catalogue of resources that we've produced that you can download for free, and they go across the gamut from sort of years 1 through to 13. And those are all, basically you just have to add them to a cart. You don't have to add any payment information, and then you get a zip file with all your with all the files that would have been included in that kit, like all the print files and the teacher guide and that kind of thing. So we have a whole lot of stuff there as well that people are more than welcome to have a look at, even if they can't use it fully. Hopefully there might be some ideas and that kind of thing that they can farm from them.
That was Bevan Morgan. I've also just had a message in from a parent, and this is their statement in regards to how teaching is going, I suppose, on the first day of online learning. They say, learning from home is a full-time job. My 16-year-old has an established Google Classrooms relationship, so 10 points to her school for having that already set up and underway. She's upstairs working away on a timetable provided by her teachers. She's using Google Hangouts to ask questions and chat. My 9 and 6-year-old have had a frustrating morning. Their dad and I are more frustrated. The Google Classrooms are too big and not intimate enough. Our kids are afraid to look at the screens because they are unfamiliar with the teachers and afraid of the children they don't recognize. If you struggle with the many windows you need open to hear the lesson, fill in the exercise and then chat, you fall behind and the lesson is over for you. Makes me really think about children whose comprehension is poor and get left behind in class. It's the first day, so I'm going to give them a break and turn up again tomorrow to see if it's smoother. Yes, very real questions. It's a very unknown time and we don't know how this is all working and how it's going to work tomorrow. But I think the key message being, try not to beat yourselves up and try not to get frustrated with the kids too much, because they're also learning at this point. And the teachers too, I suppose, are trying their best. I did want to add, though, on this schooling and education and Ministry of Education announcements, the government yesterday announced a domestic tertiary student package to help cover extra costs by increasing the student loan amount available for course-related costs for full-time students from $1,000 to $2,000 on a temporary basis, continue support payments for students unable to study online for up to 8 weeks, make technical changes to ensure that where students receive partial tuition fee refunds in 2020 because their course has been discontinued due to COVID-19, this will not affect their future entitlement to student loans. And where students are unable to complete a course of study in 2020 due to COVID-19, this will not affect their entitlement to fees-free tertiary study. The package is worth about $130 million overall, and many of the changes are basically small technical fixes around access to student loans or support for those who can't study online. A lot of the commentary around it has been so far that this obviously just adds to students' loans. So it's just increasing the money that they will have to pay back, which is essentially still something that they may stress about or be concerned about. So possibly not a greater fix in the long run.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.